Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio with two guests this morning. Amanda Cochran, she is the Partnership and Volunteer Coordinator for the Tongass National Forest, and Kara Crane, an Employment Specialist with SAIL. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Hi, thanks
for having us. Yeah.
It's great to have you here. I kind of rushed you into the studio. We got really engaged in the pre-interview, so we're kind of flying a little bit by the seat of our pants, but we're here to talk about a very interesting topic. That's why we were late into the studio. It's about something coming up this weekend, the Trail Master Summit. And I'll turn to you, Amanda, and ask you just to tell us, what is that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited to do this first annual Sitka Trail Master Summit. It'll be a two-day workshop this coming weekend, so on Saturday and Sunday, and really came about with we have a lot of amazing trails in the Sitka area maintained by, you know, the city, the state, also here at the Sitka Ranger District, and so many beautiful trails that people use, and a lot of upkeep required, especially in the climate that we work in. And we, you know, really want to think about how we can better maintain those trails. There's a lot of capacity challenges. There's only so many of us. There's a lot of trails, a lot of amazing spaces. In talking with partners, we thought about how can we engage community members in better maintaining these amazing trails. So in partnering with the Sitka Trail Works, Salty Spoke, SAIL Inc. here, and the Sitka Cycling Club, us at the Sitka Ranger District wanted to start this Trail Master opportunity and get people trained up and understanding more about sustainable trail management, the science behind it, and how people can help learn more about how to maintain those trails. So this is a two-day workshop on Saturday and Sunday. It'll be some time in the classroom and also some time out getting dirty and getting hands-on in the actual effort of building and maintaining some trails.
Okay, well, I definitely want to talk to you more about what these 2 days will involve. But I guess before we jump into some of that nitty-gritty, I want to talk a little bit more about who it's for. It sounds like it's for everybody in Sitka who potentially uses a trail, but maybe is it for even a little bit beyond that, people in Sitka who maybe want to use trails or see some issues with accessibility to trails. Maybe this is where I can bring you into the conversation, Kara. What, in your viewpoint, what are some of the goals that you see for the community members to come out?
Yeah, totally. So to sort of kick off my answer to say that this is a workshop for everyone who's interested in trails, everyone who has questions about trails, everyone who wants to learn about trail maintenance. It is for everyone. It is free. It's a really great opportunity to become involved in a community that makes trails better. You know, we want to remove barriers, increase accessibility. Part of that too is how do we create sustainable trails that are accessible to everyone? So, you know, learning about making sure that you brush it far back enough that, you know, if there's an individual who uses a wheelchair, that they can get through without obstruction. We truly want everyone to be on the trails and using them and loving them. And so, yeah, everyone should come and join this community, because honestly, some of the goals, as you said, I think for us, a really big one is the idea is this individual training for the betterment of community and community access. And that means, you know, being able to spot problems on a trail, knowing how to report that to the right person, and also, you know, maybe having a plan for how you would like to fix it. And even eventually, hopefully, we'll have some volunteer opportunities to where maybe we can have you leading trail crews, or I think the sort of ultimate goal is an adopt a trail program.
Yeah.
Working with the Sitka Ranger District. So it's really feeding into some like really lofty, wonderful goals.
Yeah, I hear a couple of interesting things there. I mean, that this is for people who want to be involved in their community, so looking for volunteer opportunities. It's also not just for people who can get out on the trails and do the brushing, but people who can spot problems, and now they would be given information on how to funnel, you know, seek out the right person to help resolve that issue. So kind of be a volunteer in that way, even if they aren't on the trail using a Pulaski. They are helping with maintaining these trails in a slightly different way. So for people who are maybe more interested in that aspect of it, that would really be the focus of the classroom time. So I want to turn back to you, Amanda, and ask, so the classroom portion, when does that happen and what kinds of things might people expect?
Sure. Yeah. So the classroom portion will be on Saturday, this coming Saturday at 9 o'clock. So we'll be in the classroom for 2 to 3 hours. Just having some good discussion and some training around just a lot of diagrams, honestly, kind of let's look at a picture of a trail and what's wrong with it and help identify how can we maybe make it more sustainable, thinking about what tools we might be using in those situations. And, you know, again, that word sustainability, right? It keeps coming up. But here in Sitka and throughout the Tongass, I think, trails just are a little bit different than a lot of other parts of the country. We deal with a lot of rain. We have, you know, very specific climate. And if we fix a trail the same way that it's done before, maybe it's going to wash out again. So we sometimes have to be a little bit more creative and thoughtful of maintaining those spaces. So that classroom portion will be really, you know, getting some photos, looking at what we're actually going to be doing out in the field. And then we'll be from then taking a lunch break and then kind of diving into the actual hands-on piece of it. Much more training focused that afternoon on Saturday. And then on Sunday, people will kind of be able to take a little bit more ownership, and we'll have some rotating stations when we're out on the trail. So people will be learning different aspects of trail maintenance, whether it's brushing or, you know, different tool usage, using a lot of cool, unique tools. So I think we talked about Pulaski's shovels, not using any power tools for this event, but getting to just experience what the different tools that you use on a trail and how they work really to maintain them.
Okay, it sounds very interesting. So Kara, can I ask you for the nitty gritty of the where for all of this?
Yeah, totally. So for the classroom portion, which is again, Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon, that'll be at the Keet Gushihin Multipurpose Room. And then we are going to head out to the Keshavarov Street Trailhead starting Saturday at noon and Sunday at 9 a.m. for the hands-on trail, you know, work portion of the event.
Yeah. Okay, great. And can volunteers, can people, community members come to parts of this? Do they need to sort of attend all of it, or could they just come to one or two?
No, it's totally open for whatever time that you are willing and able to give. There's something to learn, you know, at every portion of it. So if you're there for the entire time, that's great. If you're only able to come to a couple hours, awesome. We would love to see you there no matter what.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then Amanda, how can do people just show up, or do they need to register in some way?
Yeah, so we would love registration. And we have a couple different ways of doing that. We actually decided to put this summit on the coming weekend because it is National Trails Day. So I want to highlight that. So this is an official National Trails Day event. So you can go to nationaltrailsday.com, look up our location, find our summit, and go through the registration process there. You can also go to the Sitka Trailworks website, where on the main website page, you'll be able to find our registration form. There's also a waiver through Sitka Trailworks that people will need to fill out just safety-wise. But it's pretty straightforward. We're not asking too many details. And then we'll dive into more of the conversation, of course, in the classroom setting. We do want to learn more about why people are showing up to something like this, too. We are anticipating, I don't know, maybe about 20 or more people. So hoping to get a good group of folks who are really interested in this work.
I guess, as you know, the rain can be a deterrent, but also Sitkins are used to that. So bring your rain gear and exactly. Don't let the rain showers keep you away.
That's right.
And it is free, as you mentioned, and Sitka Trail Works website or nationaltrailsday.com.
Mm-hmm. I'd also know, besides your rain gear, bring some good, you know, working boots. If you have gloves that you can bring those. This is all in the registration form. But we'll also ask folks if you can bring your lunches on both days. We will have some coffee and snacks and things like that, but just to fill in so you have the energy for the hard work.
That'll be an important part. Well, yes. Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you, Amanda Cochran and Kara Crane, for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.